you for listening in on Tent of Testimonies podcast. This is the official podcast of the Tent of Testimonies International under the leadership of Prophet Dr. Fred Akama and Senior Pastor Maureen Akama. As you listen to this and other amazing sound biblical teachings, our aim is to equip you with the Word of God so that you can grow into an effective believer. In today's podcast, we do believe that you will be imparted with the knowledge of God, spiritual truths, and kingdom principles that will positively affect your spiritual life. Be blessed as you listen, and may you come back with a great testimony.
How do you get impartation? I want to teach briefly, then I will pray for people, then we go home. Now we'll have impartation service this Sunday, next Sunday, and the other Sunday. Is that okay? To make sure kila mtu amepata vizuri vizuri. Ni sawa? Should we agree on that?
Yes.
That's why I'm not worried, even if I've not taught a lot today, because I know I have some other time to teach. Mambo ya kiroho ni mambo ya kuchotwa. Mambo ya kiroho ni mambo ya? Spiritual things, God uses men to deliver spiritual things to other men. God uses men to deliver spiritual possibilities to other men. It's very few people that God delivers spiritual possibilities to them directly. Most people, God uses other men to deliver spiritual possibilities to them. Like I've told you before, the churches in Kenya, when the revival by T.L. Osborne came, it is when the men of God that worked with him received impartation and ran with it. Deliverance Church started because Apostle Joe Kayo was sick. He was not an apostle then. He was just a sick person who was taken to the T.L. Osborne Crusade in Mombasa. God healed him there. Is that okay? After God healed him, he received impartation, and that's how he started Deliverance Church. Deliverance Church, your cousins, what? That Deliverance Church started because somebody received impartation from someone. Am I talking? Archbishop Arthur Kitonga, they received their impartation through that T.L. Osborne revival and started in Uganda. That's how come we have redeemed gospel churches, because of that revival of T.L. Osborne. Jesus' power around the world, like Bishop Ongede, they received when T.L. Osborne went to Kisumu. Sasa mambo ya kiroho ni mambo ya kuchotewa. Am I talking? People give impartation to others, and others run with that impartation and do great things with them. Prophetess Wairimu Nelson, she had to travel all the way to, is it Norway or Sweden, to where Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke was having a crusade. Then Evangelist Reinhard Bonnke laid hands on her. In fact, she left her shoe there. If you read that story, aliacha nini huko? Aliacha kiatu. Lakini alikuja na kitu kingine, alikuja na impartation. And that's when alianza kujaza uhuru pakapa. How many remember Erimu Nelson akijaza uhuru pakapa? Say I hear. Say I hear. Say I hear. So part of the reason we organized for Benny Hinn to come, it's one of his last journeys. Hata yeye mwenyewe alisema, haoni kama atakaa kama miaka tano ama kumi. Si alisema mwenyewe? Alisema he's coming to the end of his race. Amkumsikia? Alisema anaona ni kama mbio yake inaelekea mwisho. Aone kama miaka tano itaisha ama Mungu akimzidia sana kumi. Sasa na sisi tulikuwa tunataka aachilie hiyo ya mwisho, hiyo ya kuondoka. Is that okay? Hata akienda kwingine, hakuna kwenye ataweza pokelewa vile alipokelewa hapa Kenya. Ameacha kila kitu hapa. Hakuna nchi, watu watazunguka kila siku, mara mbili kwa siku, wakitubu mara 26. Ndiyo Mungu atuachilie hiyo. Ni sawa. Na katika ile service, kama mliona vizuri, najua watu, we are in a prophetic church. Sasa naona watu ma prophetic wameenda mbele yangu. Katika ile service, ilikuwa ni service. Mliona hiyo service, ndio? Ikakuwa ni service. Yenye na service watu servicically. Tuonge hivyo kwa sababu tuko kwa hewa. Ni sawa. Sasa na mimi nimesema na watu wangu, lazima watu ni wachote na waanze kupepea katika jina la Yesu. Jesus Christ was of the lineage of Judah. He was of the lineage of what? Judah was not the priest. Judah was the king. Lineage ya Judah ilikuwa lineage ya ufalme. The lineage of Judah was the lineage of kings. Is that okay? It was not lineage of priests. So because Jesus was a priest and a king, God sent him to John. John was of the lineage of priesthood. It is John who baptized him so he could receive that priesthood also. Because his natural birth was of the line of kings. They are here. They are here. They are here. So God has designed this thing to work in such a way that when he gives one person, that person is expected to spread it to other people. Real grace is grace that another person can get into. Is that okay? The other day I saw my pastor in Busia. He had prayed for some knee that had been injured, and the knee got healed. Then I read, grace is real. Ile grace yenye wewe peke yako ndio uko naye, kwa sababu ulienda chini ya bahari ukaipata, or you went to consult some powers and you got it. For somebody to get it, they have to go consult the same powers. Is that okay? But the real grace of God, God is not stingy. The Lord says, freely you have received and freely give. So if you see grace being passed on to people, then it's real. But if grace is just with one person, the rest of the people must depend on him, then you have to question, niaje, if I'm the only one who can do these things, then there's a question. Because my job is to bring you to maturity. So that Jesus said, what I do, you shall do. Also, even better ones you shall do because I go to my Father. So what we do here, you must be able to do. And one thing I thank God for in this ministry, miracles are not a struggle. Young people, when there's a problem, say, come, in the name of Jesus, touch now. And people get healed. And I'm not even there. It means the mentality has changed. They don't begin to question, okay, I have 5 weaknesses that God must deal with before I pray for this person. That thing does not enter their mind. They just believe God and believe the grace of God and enter into God. And God works with them. 18, 19, 20-year-olds, God is using them. Is that okay? So it means we have managed to lift them up into faith and manage to make them concentrate on the good things that Christ has put in them as opposed to their shortcomings, which are many. Is that okay? Is that okay? And when you can do that, when you can lift your eyes from yourself and fix your eyes on God, then God will use you. Say so here. Say so here. That's why I know this church will spread far and wide. The fire of revival will spread far and wide through my sons and daughters here, everywhere across the country, in the precious name of Jesus. How do you receive impartation? I don't want to exhaust this teaching. I just want to give a few tips. Next week, we do a few tips, and the other Sunday. Now, next week, but one, I want to lay hands on everybody so that we finish this matter of impartation and move forward. First of all, revival is not necessarily spiritual. Like I taught on Thursday, revival must first of all be financial before it is even spiritual. So the first area that will begin to respond, and because God is moving faster, they'll respond concurrently. They'll be spiritual and then financial. Financial and then spiritual. Are you listening to me? So, and I want you to believe God for both. I want you to believe God for both. That's why I'm teaching it. So that you don't just believe God to pray more, to read the word more, to get closer to him, to grow in your priesthood. As you grow in your priesthood, it must affect other areas of your life. Every other thing must begin to get life around you. Is that okay? If there's an area that was stagnated, you could not be able to sustain a relationship. People were rejecting you. Things like this. Now that must begin to change because you're now carrying revival. Because you're now carrying revival in the precious name of Jesus. You receive impartation, one, through dreams. Through dreams. So I want you to expect after this to have a lot of dreams about me. Is that okay? A lot of the spiritual gifts that I have in my life, I've experienced this personally. A lot of the spiritual gifts that I have in my life, I receive them through dreams. Through what? Dreams. The man of God came in my dream, said something, I was with him. Even this Benihin thing, I told you of the vision that God gave me. I wrote it in 2021. Is that okay? And I wrote another one that Apostle Suleiman gave me an assignment to get visas for 18 people. You remember that one? And now Apostle Suleiman is hosting Benihin in the U.S. So that even that one is coming to pass. I must now begin to look for visas for people. Because God gave me this to me in a vision. Is that okay? So a lot of things you see now, God already showed them to us. You know what? In a vision. In dream. So expect to see me in your dream. The other day I had a vision of one Indian calling me and giving me millions of dollars. Actually, the number was $200 million. That's a lot of money. You can imagine how I felt when I woke up. I could not talk to anyone. I was so angry. The way I saw the way now, all my things, I live and buy KTN. Ntanunua standard, ntanunua hizi vitu. Netflix, ntanunua niwekange tu nyumbani, niwekeze. Nikiamka hivi. Nikaona bado ni battle to make it to come to pass. I was quite angry. But it has entered me. It has done what? That means it must now come to pass. Hakuna kitu Mungu ananipa kwa vision na naichukua hivi na assimilate kwa spirit inakosa kutimia. Itatimia katika jina la Yesu. Itatimia katika jina la Yesu. That vision was, I got them twice. The first one, they called me, they're in a truck. They're supposed to, about to give me money. Then when they went to collect the money to give me, my alarm rang. I think that day we were going to Thika for a meeting. So the alarm rang at, I think, 3:30. Nikaamka. So I didn't know how much money. So days later, after Benihin, that's when the amount of money was finally revealed. It was $200 million. dollars. So, US dollars. Unajua kuna Zimbabwe dollars. US dollars. Hallelujah. Na hiyo nimeingiza kwa spirit. Na nimeanza kuivuta. And it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. So one of the ways you get impartation from a commission or an altar like this is through dreams. So prepare yourself. Within the next 3 weeks, nitakuja. I shall pay you a visit. If I don't pay you a visit, Apostle Suleiman will pay you a visit. If he doesn't pay you a visit, Benny Hinn will pay you a visit. Somebody is going to visit you. And there'll be impartation in your life. There'll be freedom in your finances. In the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. I'm moving quickly. My time is already finished. Number two. As I speak now, God, you receive a revelation. You receive impartation through the word of God. Through the word of God. When you receive a word that I'm speaking, as I'm speaking, the Bible says, once has he spoken, twice have I heard. So when I'm speaking like this, you are hearing twice. You are hearing me, but you're hearing more than I'm saying, because as I'm speaking, God is also speaking other things to you. I can say one thing, and then God reveals you another thing entirely from what I've said. Is that okay? Mungu anachukua chenye nimekwambia hivi, alafu anakufunulia zaidi ya yenye nimesema. Hiyo ufunuo wako inakuja na impartation yake. Am I talking? Yes. Psalm 62:11 says, God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. So when I'm speaking here, you are hearing what I'm speaking, but the Spirit of God is also speaking to you. He's not speaking, he's speaking more than I am speaking. He's opening more than what I am saying. He's giving you your own personal revelation of what I am saying. Now, that personal revelation is the word of God that gives you impartation. Am I talking? That's why we worship before we speak the word, so that as we are speaking, your heart is open to receive. Your heart is what? Your heart is what? Your heart is what? Because you're not only hearing what I'm saying, you must also be hearing God. This is number two, in the interest of time. Number three, when an anointed man of God is speaking from a pulpit, an altar like this, the Spirit of God is alighting among the people. The Bible says, when Peter was yet speaking, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. So there's Holy Ghost that is falling upon you as I'm speaking. And that Holy Ghost is coming with fresh fire, with fresh oil, with a new level, in the name of Jesus. So Peter didn't lay hands on them. Peter was just speaking. And as he was speaking, the Holy Ghost was on them. Acts chapter 11, verse 15. And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, upon us at the beginning. So Peter hata hakuwa elekeza kwa sala ya toba. Alianza tu kuongea. Vile aliongea kwa sababu ya mioyo yao yenye ilikuwa imetayarishwa. Roho aliangukia juu yao. Am I talking? Wave to me. You look now like you're feeling hot. Say the Holy Ghost fell upon them as Peter was speaking. Say Holy Spirit, fall upon me as my bishop is speaking in Jesus' name. I went to greet Honorable Kalonzo when he came for the crusade. He looked at me and said, ah, you are the young bishop. I remember you. He said, Banange, kwani nakaa mtoto aje? Watu lazima wajue miaka yangu vizuri, kwa sababu mimi si mtoto. I'm not the young bishop, I'm the full-fledged with apostle. Mabaya alisema full capacity. Full? Mimi si mtoto. Don't let my face fool you. The ancient of ages is within me. Glory to Jesus. Young. I actually felt a bit offended. Lakini kusema kweli kwa hiyo secretariat. Nilikuwa nakaa mtu ya mkono. Ati? Ndiye alipokea mingi sana. So, but karibu nimemtolea ID. But it's called that the Lord renews your youth. Is that okay? So as I'm speaking now, the Holy Ghost is falling upon you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. How else do you receive impartation? The Bible says, stir up the gift of God that was delivered unto you by the laying on of hands. When hands are laid unto you, you receive the gift of God. You receive the gift of God. So the next is laying on of hands. Laying on of hands. I want to begin to close. When the servant of God was coming, there are several things we were believing God for. And those are the things I want to believe God for you as well. Is that okay? Number one, I said them on Thursday. Number one? Yes, the gift of healing. The man is used a lot in the gift of healing and working of miracles. So we are believing God for that. The gift of healing and working of miracles. And that one has increased in my life right now. You're about to see it in Jesus the healer. Is that okay? Number two. We are believing God for longevity and consistency. Longevity and consistency. Because the man of God has been serving for 51 years. Through all the attacks, through all the ups and downs, through all the what, he's still here. How many years? So we are believing God in everything that you're doing, you will make it to at least 50 years. Yesterday I was invited to pray over the mother to a friend of mine who were there to Le Sereni. They were celebrating their 50 years of marriage. 50 years of what? Marriage. Yani wameka pamoja miaka 50. Older than me. I looked at them. The man is 74 and it was the lady's birthday. She was also turning 70. The lady was turning. So a lot of ladies were there. A lot of gentlemen were there. And a lot of people were saying, especially ladies, in my next round of marriage, I believe God that this one will last. The first one didn't last 2 years. The first one didn't last what? In whatever it is you're doing, in your business, in your marriage, in your career, I believe God in your ministry for longevity and consistency of a minimum of 50 years. Should Jesus tarry in the precious name of Jesus. So when you are going to receive, this is what you are receiving. You know, you must know what your heart is pulling. Tunavuta nini? Your longevity, and not only longevity, consistency. Ukiona mtu ako hapa after miaka 50, respect that man. Whatever you think of him, at least give him the due respect. Amejaribu. Sawa. So we are believing God for that, not just for ministry, but for every area of life, should Jesus tarry, especially for these young people who are just starting out. 50 years from today, you will still be here and you'll still be strong in the precious name of Jesus. Not here today, tomorrow you have gone to another, but tomorrow you have jumped from there, you are there. Tomorrow you have umeruka, hata ujaokoka sasa, umeingia LGBTQ. Kama ali, miaka hamsini, ume mizizi katika jina la Yesu. Wacha nikwambie siri, hakuna mahali utaenda utapata makosa. Hata kama hakukuwa na makosa, vile umeingia hapo sasa makosa umeingia na wewe. Say here. Hakuna mahali utaenda utakwazika, utapata upendi kala ya viti. Hallelujah. Number three. Eh? Yes. We are believing God for intergenerational relevance. Ukiona mtu amehudumu miaka hamsini, inamaanisha alihudumia mababa zetu, ametuhudumia sisi, na anahudumia watoto wetu. Na kwa wote ako relevant. There are people, you see our fathers here. Some of you don't know them because they are not relevant to you. They lost relevance. I was looking at, you remember there's a bishop, Nilimshika Mkono, a very old bishop. Do you even know his name? That was one of the most powerful people in this country, spiritually. Sayu namwangalia hata ujui ni nani. To which that PFA is old. He's old. Ata sura yake, who is he recognize? It means, apa mahali, relevance, ilipotea. Relevance? Lakini huyu mzee wa Amerika, mwenye wengine wa Kenya walisema alistrago. Amehudumia mababa zetu. Huyu amehudumu na Ron Kennelly. Wangapi hapa wanajua Ron Kennelly? Kuna watu hapa wajui Ron Kennelly. Hata Ron Kennelly anapoteza relevance kiasi to the young people. Amehudumu na Ron Kennelly na kina Don Moen. Amehudumu na jamaa anaitwa Steve Brock. Amehudumu na kina Oral Roberts walikuwa nao. Hao wababa wameenda. So walikuwa wanahudumu na kina Benihin. Wakaenda wakamua. Akamwacha, akapata wengine, akahudumu nao. Sahi anahudumu na kina Pastor Dan, niyo jamaa anaimba sana, yes, the Lazer Church in Chicago. Sasa ndio, yeye is the current, is the trending. Lakini Benihin bado yuko relevant. Ako hapo wapo tu. Na watoto wetu wanajua Benihin. Sasa ndio anamaliza resi yake. Amehudumu almost 4-5 generations. Na kwa na kila generation amekuwa relevant kwao. This is what I want for you. That your product will be relevant intergenerationally. That your name shall live beyond you. That you shall create an institution that lives beyond your lifetime. That people will make your name synonymous with something. In the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. Maybe sitting. Wangapi wanajua Foursquare Church? Foursquare. Wangapi wamesikia church inaitwa Foursquare? Hey. Mnasomanga. Anyway, mnasomanga chai ya Obari. Tea for Edgar Obari. Nikiuliza anything to do with the tea of Edgar Obare, the hands I will see are very many. But nikiuliza Foursquare Church, hakuna mtu anajua. Foursquare Church was started by a lady called Emmy Semple McPherson. She was very controversial in her day. She was very controversial. Paka kuna siku moja akafake kidnapping yake. I think alikuwa na case. Watu walikuwa anamfuata, akafake amekidnapiwa. Kuna siku alifake ni kama amedrown kwa ocean, kumbe ameenda holiday na watu wanamtafuta. Imagine huyo ni pastor yako. Mimi sijafake Yeye alifake ya ukweli, aliingia kwa sini kama amedrown. Kumbe ameingia shasha, ameenda holiday, ako kwa beach. Na huko nyuma ameacha dunia yote inamtafuta. Alafu akaapia, I have now come. Na watu bado walikaa na yeye because of the miracles that she was doing. Is that okay? Yeye ndiye alianzisha Four Square. What I'm saying is Four Square Church bado yuko mpaka saa hii. Vile walimpiga, walimfanya nini, alifake nini? Four Square Church mpaka iko saa hii. Unajua, how many know a preacher, he died the other day, it's called Jack Hayford. He used to teach a lot on TBN. You know Jack Hayford? Do you believe Jack Hayford is a man of God? He was the leader of Four Square Church. Sasa ukijua vile Four Square Church ilianza na uangalia Jack Hayford. The man was so prim and he cannot fake a thing in his life. But the one who started. People who begin things are controversial. That's why they begin things. Say I hear. Say I hear. You must not be afraid of controversy. Mungu anatumia hiyo kukutangaza. You must not be afraid of being talked about. Mungu anatumia hiyo kukutangaza, kukujulisha. In fact, Apostle Suleiman nilikuwa nasikia one of his sons aliwekwa headline ya newspaper kwamba alizika mtu kwa altar. Sijui alifanya nini. The man went to him crying, I have not done. He said, I know. This is how you enter. You join the big boys. Now you have joined. Yes, there's no other way you could have entered the headlines. Because they cannot publish your church that it filled with people. Lazima kutoke kitu. Yenye nakueka? Kwa headlines. Na kanisa inajaa hivi. Wacha nikuambie. Kenyans are peculiar. Unaona jamaa, yule jamaa alikuwa akipapasa papasa watu. Alikuwa anaitwa nani? Yohana Mtakatifu. Kitabu cha Yohana. Hii Sunday ukiangalia kanisa ya Yohana. Ni nyinyi mnaogopa hizo vitu. Mwenye alikuwa ameshikilia hiyo kamera ilikuwa ni bibi yake. Mlisikia sauti ikisema toka, toka. Huyo ni mama ya kanisa. Hallelujah. Okay, I promise you I will not do such a thing here. Please, even if I want to trend, this is not the way I want to do it. Wacha Mungu atufiche fiche mahali. Tumeme kidogo kiroho. Think kuna watoto wengi wanaweza kuwa confused. Acha wache wokovu. Glory to Jesus. I want you to be consistent intergenerationally. Through the years and through the ages. Through chronologically the years and through different ages. Sasa kampuni yako iwe na product ya wababa, ya wamama, ya watoto wadogo, kila mtu anakuja kwako. In the name of Jesus. Because you are relevant through generations. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. This is the impartation we are receiving. Number 4. Next one. I told you on Thursday. Grace for numbers. Benihina's grace for numbers. Great grace for numbers. Anakazo for numbers. Is that okay? Watu walijaza hapa Nyayo kutoka asubuhi. Na kuna mtu aliweka transportation ya watu. Kila mtu alijilipia transport. Uliona vile walikuwa na mwagika ni kama siafu. Mpaka at one point tukafunga gate. Na nje kukajaa. There was a time I was going to look for sick people. Security told me you cannot go out there. It's a security risk. Uwezi enda huko nje. They refused me to go out. I was the one in charge of the sick people. They said, you cannot live here. It's a security risk. Kuko nje kumeja. Tukifungua hii gate kutakuwa na stampede. Kasema haya, wacha hawa wagonjwa wakae huko. That is graceful numbers. Hiyo ni compelling anakazo. Kwanza anakazo ya Benihini litufanya kutolala miezi tatu. Tukimfanyia ye kazi. Hatujui, hatulipi. Sisi ndio tunalipa, tunafanya kazi. Somebody will do this for you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Sasa hiyo neema iko juu yangu na iko juu yako. Katika jina lake Yesu Kristo. Katika jina lake Yesu Kristo. Grace for numbers. Si kwa kanisa peke yake. Whatever it is you are selling. If 1,000 people buy it every week, you are a rich person. Eh? This thing you are selling, hii nguo yako unauza, ukinunuliwa pieces 500 kila wiki, nobody will catch you again. You umepenya. Umefanya nini? Na umeenda kabisa, umepepea. So this grace must land on your head. In the precious name of Jesus. Next one. I want to close. Benihin mwenyewe mlisikia akisema, after he agreed to come to Kenya, within that 1 week, he got over 1,000 invitations. 1,000 in 1 week. Different countries. Wachina wali jam that Benihin is not going to China, wakaleta pastor wao hapa. Si uliwaona? Hata wengine waliibiwa mabagi zao hapa. In Jesus' name. Ching-chong-ching-chong. Sasa wao walifikiria wako Gwanzu. Wakakimbia kureceive, wakaacha nyuma nini? Na Mkenya mwingine akasema aterere. Na huyu Mungu ni mzuri, analeta tu hata kwenye atuondoke hata hapa. Iko tu hapa hivi. Akakusanya hiyo kitu. Pamoja na wokovu wake wote, akaenda naye nyumbani. Kuna nilipata mapastors watatu walinikujia. Sema jana vile Benihina lita mapastors 22 tulipoenda pale nikiangalia hivi sina wallet. Na ni wahubiri walienda huko mbele. Wakomboka. Nikaona Kenya kweli tuko Kenya na tubanduki. Chochote chaweza kutokea. Sasa aliniambia tangaza warudishe. Nikamwambia kama wako mbele ya Benihin na wanakwachu. Sasa mimi ndio watanisikia wakurudishie. Sema hii ime. Omba Mungu akupatie ingine. Nikaachana na hiyo story. Not even me, I wanted to receive. I was not willing to look at somebody's wallet at that time. Unaingiaje pale kama hapo na wallet? Na unajifinya, na unashika mikono na anguka, umefunga macho yote. Na uko na wallet. Mwingine is watching and praying. Every time is opportunity time. Benihin ako hapa mbele, 5 meters away. Mwingine ako ofisini. Yesu ni Bwana. Anyway, Mungu alitusamea. I hope. And we are moving on in grace in Jesus' name. Sasa sijui huyu ni pastor ya nani anayemaenda na wale cha wengine. Amekubiri nao kwa madhabahu fulani. Is that okay? So God must give you international acceptance. Until now, Kenya, the products of Kenya had not got international. Kuna product gani ya Kenya yenye inauzwa internationally except for athletics? Hata hii athletics inauzwa, wanamalizana, wanakuja, wanakufa hapa. So coffins. Oh, coffee. So from now, God will make it easy for you to sell your things across borders and to be accepted internationally in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So it is not only your things that will be accepted, even you shall be accepted. Any country you want to go to, I see you going to Canada in the name of Jesus. I see you going to Canada in the name of Jesus. I see you going to Australia and Finland. I see you going to Sweden and Europe. I see you going to the Americas. They shall accept you and bless you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. If I want impartation, what do I do? Nikitaka impartation, nifanye nini? I will tell you this after this. Can you prepare your offering? Hallelujah. Impartation is a position of the heart. It's what? It's a position of the heart. Huwezi tumia mtu. Mungu hata kubali. For example, if you don't love this ministry and you don't love me, you can't have what I have. You can't. You can't come here, ujifanye mganga, mjinga, mjanja. Ujifanye mjanja. Uone ni kama utatutumia, ushikilie chenye tuko naye, alafu uende na ututumie. God will not allow it. Is that okay? That's why God creates stumbling blocks. God makes you offended. Sometimes, can I give you a secret? When God is about to give impartation to you, when it is time for your inheritance, God will make sure you are offended to test your heart. To do what? To test your heart. There's normally one final hurdle you have to pass before you get to. So that only those whose hearts have passed through that can come and take the true riches. Is that okay? So Mungu kupitisha mahali, ndio ukwazike, ndio aone utareact aje. That's why Elijah put Elisha through hurdles. Stay here at Jericho. Stay here at, what do you call this? Elijah put Elisha through, and Elisha persisted. Until now, there were no more hurdles. Until Elijah said, okay, what do you want now? I'm about to go. Then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Next one. Then Elijah said to him, Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Jericho. But he said, so they went, mpaka they reached Jordan. Elijah said, I'm about to go over. Stay here on this other side. Elisha said, I will go with you. So those people who God wants to lift, one of the indications that you're about to be lifted is you find there's so much offenses coming your way to do with the ministry. Is that okay? Lazima overcome. Lazima. Because at that time, it's always a crossroad. You can either get your inheritance or miss it. If Elisha had stayed at Bethel, he would have missed. After all the work that he had done for Elijah, on the day of inheritance, he would have missed his inheritance because he gave up too soon. Because offense entered him. Because his heart shifted positions. Say here. The moment God is about to lift you, actually it's not God who brings the offense, it's the enemy who will bring the offense, but God allows him to do it. To see, where exactly are you? Where is your heart? So, Impartation is heart position. Impartation is what? You saw when Benny Hinn was coming here, the enemy created an opportunity for people to be offended. Oh, this man, he goes to grave. He did what? And some of you here consumed that thing. And you're watching, really? You went to internet. Benny Hinn, comma, grave site. Press enter. Information. So you went deeper and learned more about how grave site and how this, how that. So here. And now, you see the man of God singing, Jesus, only you are just in grave sight. Hiyo ndiyo inacheza kwa kichwa. You can't receive anything. So here. So there's always an opportunity to miss out. The enemy makes sure he presents that one. So you find a lot of people get offended and disappear and get very angry. It's because their time for lifting came, but they swallowed the bait of offense and they missed the inheritance. Number two. That's one thing I wanted to say before I pray. So you must check your heart position. I can pray here until I'm jumping up and down in the air, but if your heart is not correct, you'll receive nothing. It's a heart position, not a body position. Unaweza anguka ata urukeruke. Kama moyo haiko mzuri, ina kugonga ikibounce tu. Ndiyo mimi nikirushua vitu ya gravesite siku anaona. Because I've watched this man since I got born again. Kama ni gravesite nimeingiwa kitambo na hiyo. Sio sahihi nakuja. Because I've been watching that man too many times. Is that okay? Kama ni ya mwafu, basi iko ndani already. So please. But God gave me peace in my heart about this. In fact, the Mungu alinionyesha vision even before the man knew who would come. Sini kweli? Ama nilitoa vision kwa grave? Sini Mungu alinionyesha? Aya, that is number one. So, your heart must be authentic. You must believe I'm a man of God and I'm sent to you. Is that okay? You cannot be having doubts about that and then expect impartation. Because God told Moses, I'll take of your spirit and I'll put it upon the elders. It is what he has given me that is putting upon you. So if you don't like me, how? How? They're here. They're here. So you must choose to sift away things and focus. Is that okay? When I wrote that, Apostle Suleiman is coming. Somebody already wrote, he doesn't believe in the writings of Paul. Nikasema imeanza already. It is not true. So I don't listen to such. I don't go to the internet. Apostle Suleiman, writings of Paul, comma, search. Then I get 5 pages of information. Then now I go to satisfy my hand. I go to God. Because the truth is with who? Because people can say things. But the truth is with? God. It's the spirit of truth. When you go and ask the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. You know, I asked somebody. I invited one musician. I said, can you send us a memorandum with your testimony? I said, I can lie to you. Kwa sababu nataka ukuje tiyoti. Naweza kukudanga? Niandike chenye unataka kusikia. Si uulize Mungu. Enda ulize. Enda ulize Mungu kama mimi ni mtumishi wake. Ama anachukuanga. Kwa sababu mimi kuniuliza. Haya mtu wa PR ni mlipe. Say, can you write for me a nice PR testimony? Aniandike vizuri ni kutumie. Na uu furai. Kume nimekudanga? Uliza nani? Mungu. The Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth. Uliza yeye. Uliza huyu jamaa ni wako ama ni mwenye dhambi? Na Mungu atakwambia. Na akikwambia shikilia hiyo. Sawa. Say I hear. Say I hear. Okay. Number two, you must create a potential difference for the river to flow towards you. Lazima utengeneze mvuto yenye inavuta hiyo anointing. Anointing does not flow sideways. It flows when umetengeneza basket. Na mtu utengeneza basket, number one, by serving that anointing. Two, praying for that anointing. Three, giving towards that anointing. Is that okay? Number one. Number two. Number three. Kuna kitu unaweza nifanyia. And I keep saying, hata kama nakuchukia wewe, Mungu atakubariki. Even if I don't want to bless you, you can steal the blessing by doing these three things. Serving that anointing, praying for that anointing, giving to that and even if I personally don't like you as a person. Unajua kuna watu siwapendi? Ah, hujui? Kuna watu naona wamenibo sana. Sura yao tu. We repel each other because I'm a human being. I don't love, okay, I try, but I don't love. I love people. Some I love, others I love by faith. Is that okay? Kuna watu na struggle na wao kwa moyo wangu kuwapenda. Kama we ni aina hii na struggle kukupenda kwa sababu ulinikwaza ama umefanya nini ama ulikuwa wale wa sijui nini alafu ndio sasa umejileta hapa uko hapa tu na ulisema kitu nikikuangalia nakumbuka chenye ulisema one time lakini nimekuforgive na struggle naye. Na unataka impartation. Ni wewe sasa uchukue kwa sababu mimi kukupatia ni shida. Ni wewe uchukue. Uliona Pastor Ezekiel alichukua yake? Yes. Kwa sababu watu wa Kenya wamemchukia, wamempiga, wamemfanya kila kitu, alisema nitachukua hii. Na akasema mimi ni jambazi ya impartation. Mimi ni bandit ya anointing. Na time kwa kona. Nikiona ikipita hivi nagonga pa. Tachukua. Kwa sababu, na alisema, hakuna mtu atakuja akupatiange dhahabu hivi. Lazima, hii ni kitu ya kunganganiwa. Ni kitu ya kufanya nini? Ndiyo maana nilishukuru Mungu aliponiweka protocol. Kwa sababu protocol ndiyo wanadetermine nani anakaa wapi na nilijiweka hapo mbele. Kwani mimi ni mjinga. Na tulikooperate na watoto wangu, kina Gladwini, akina nani wakipanga watu kiti yangu iko wapi? Hapo. Na nikisimama ni nyuma ya mwenyewe. Kwa sababu nasimama nyuma kwa sababu malaika usimamanga hapo nyuma. Mtumishi akitembea malaika atembeange in front, anatembeanga nyuma. Na hapo ndio nilikuwa. Ndio nipokee vizuri. Ndio nishukuru Mungu hakuniweka Asha, hakuniweka kuwa in charge ya choir. Protocol ndio nipange viti. Ndio niweke yangu hapa ya mama hapa. It's true. Jesus said first Jerusalem. Kabla wende Judea? Malizana na wapi? Jerusalem. Sasa nilimalizana na Jerusalem kabla niangalie hao wengine wamekaa wapi? Hapo nyuma hapo rabashanda. Lakini yetu hapa. Sawa. Ndio nikisimama hivi. Nikisema amen. Mtumishi hata kama hako anataka kuniona lazima. Na unangojia akikuwa karibu na wewe ndio sema amen. Mimi si mjinga. I'm not silly bana. You must be a bandit ya anointing. You must be nini? A bandit ya anointing. Na ukisikiwa pale mbele. Mtu akiombewa na anguke ni wewe ndio nakimbia kumchukua. Kwa sababu unajua huwezi toka hivyo tu. Lazima uwe bandit ya hizi vitu. uwe kama Pastor Ezekiel, uwe mjambazi ya anointing. Usikae tu hivi. Mungu akipenda atanipatia. Out of this place kutatokelezea mamilionea. Katika jina la Yesu Kristo. Utaona biashara yako ikibadilika kama kimaglumaglu. Watu watasema uliingia dini ya shetani, kwa sababu ile pesa itakufuata itakuwa ya kutisha. Mimi nishakuwa na vision yangu ni $200 million. How much is that in Kenya shilling? 28B. Itakuanga kwa account na yona tu hivi. Nasema hallelujah. Hii ndio tulinyakua kwa ujambazi. Mimi ni jambazi ya anointing kama Ezekiel. Waliponiweka protocol nisema, kwanza nilicomplain, alafu Mungu akaniongelea, usikuwe mjinga, nikasema in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Ujinga umeniondokea. Nitafanya hii protocol vile hawajawahi fanya. Hata nikachukua ya offering, ni mimi nilikuwa in charge, hata wako nipatie hiyo nilijichukulia. Say here. Nikajifanya mtu ya mkono. Kwa sababu katika wale wote mimi ndio nilikuwa sijulikani. Sasa nika make sure nimejulikana. Hata kama kitu inaweza piga simu naifanywe na simama. Kwa nini? Waone siku. Ni wewe ujui marketing technique. Wewe umejaziwa mapasta 15,000. Wametoka Nairobi na Kenya mzima. Watoke hapo na hawakujui. Makosa. Makosa. Lazima uwe jambazi ya anointing kama Pastor Ezekiel. Sasa wewe uwe jambazi sahi ya anointing. Itakuinua. Maisha ni spiritual. Maisha ni? Spiritual. Maisha ni? Spiritual. Maisha ni? Spiritual. Sasa sijaweka session moja, nimeweka ya hii. Next week tuwe na anointing service. Next week ingine niombe watu. Wikita? Wewe make sure within these 3 weeks, kuna kitu umepata yenye itakuinua for the next 10 years. Kitu itamaliza deni yako yote, pata within the next 3 weeks. Is that okay? Kitu itakufanya uingie mansion hapa nini? Kitu suru. Kati ya mali mosha zamaya. Kuna mtu alikuwa anatupatia nyumba. My time is going. Lakini hiyo nyumba ni nyumba ya auction. Na mimi niliwaambia vitu za auction unikataa. Hazifiki. Kama hiyo ilinyakuliwa kwa mtu na huyo mtu analia, haiwezi fika kwangu. Si jamaa amezumbuka, hata amechange nyumba iko kwa jina letu, lakini haifiki. Issue after issue after issue after issue. Paka huyo jamaa akisema, na huyo mtu kweli yuko cold. This thing is refusing, is rejecting. Kasema, now he got a better house. Sema, that other house, I had one, I was hiding it for myself. Lakini, because it is not auction, I'll give it to the man of God. Sasa, hiyo yuko kwa jina yangu, amesema weka kando. It's already in my name. Sema, this other one, I'll change it to you. Go to that one. And that other one is... Is that okay? Kwa sababu, ikiwa iko na auction, na kuna mtu, kuna kargiza ndani, haiwezi kuja kwangu, inakataa. Hata gari nikinunua, kuna gari ninunua mpaka nikaiuza bila kuiona, because it was on auction, it didn't come. Mara engine imenok, mara sije nini, mara insurance imefanya nini, mara say, can you just sell that thing, it is not coming. We struggled with it for 1 year, 1 year trying to buy a car. It didn't come. Life is spiritual. I gave you the other time the story of this car I bought for Pastor Courage. Remember when Apostle Suleiman was here? And we handed over the car to Pastor Courage? Do you know that car refused to start? 4 mechanics waliitwa kuja kuangalia gari. Na ni gari mpya imetoka showroom. Mechanic gapi? Wanne, wakabadilisha battery, wakafanya jump starting, wakasema oil, wakasema kila kitu. I was still inside here. The car refused to start. So they called me. I went down there. I talked to the car. I told the car, I have now released you. Please go to your owner. You are now not mine. I give you freely to that other pastor. Go to him. The pastor entered, started. The thing started. Instant. What was it waiting for? Life is spiritual. Life is spiritual. There was a time I used to have this black car. There's a time one of my friends was driving it and I was praying here. They said, anybody with anything belonging to me, I call it back now. That car stopped in the middle of superhighway. The thing just stopped and refused to move. Until they called me, I said, this car is not moving. I said, I'm the one who called it back. Now you can have it. They started it again, started moving. You can't steal from it. Life is spiritual. So I want you today, next week, and the week after, pick something from this altar that will accelerate your life for the next 10 years. Have I talked? Nobody is born to suffer. Everybody is waiting for their day of encounter. Your day of encounter is today. In the precious name of Jesus. Your day of encounter is today. In the precious name of Jesus.